Christchurch Hospital's emergency department is again being overwhelmed by the numbers coming in for treatment. Yesterday, 366 people arrived, and at 7 o'clock last night, there were 131 being cared for in the department, with many more waiting for care. 38% of people needed to be admitted for further treatment. Let's talk with Dr. Mark Gilbert, the ED's clinical director. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
These sorts of numbers, how unusual are they?
Well, I have to say that 366 patients is a busy day, but it's certainly not our record day. We average about 320 or 325 per day, and that gets a bit busier in the weekends. I guess what occurred on Monday evening was that we had a busy day, and it was combined with a lack of capacity as far as beds go on wards. So this meant that we had a situation which we call access block, and that's where essentially patients that we see and deem in requirement of admission sort of queue in the emergency department to get up to beds in the ward because there's no beds there. And so at one stage we had 24 patients waiting for beds on the ward. So that's really difficult for us.
What sort of wait times do you expect when that's the number of patients coming through the ED?
Yeah, well, if someone's really very, very unwell, they'll still get seen immediately if that needs to be the case. And that's important to know that. But for patients with somewhat less urgent things, the waits can be 3 or 4 hours or at times up to 6 or 7 hours. Yesterday morning when I came on to the emergency department, the first patient that I was made aware of had been waiting for 7 hours to be seen.
So you're asking people to be cautious about going to ED. When you make these kinds of pleas, does it make a difference?
Possibly a little bit. One thing we want people to know is that the ED is still there, and if you're really, really unwell, you will get seen, and you'll still get good treatment in most instances. I guess what we're wanting people to be aware of, and we know that most people are really good at this, is to really think about the best place to go, the place that's most appropriate for them. So during the during office hours, then phoning the GPs in the first instance or Healthline after hours, which is free of charge in 24 hours, is a really good first port of call, and they can often help you decide where to go to. And then there's obviously the urgent care places. In Christchurch, we have three of them. They open extended hours and doing a great job. So ED is still there, and if it is an emergency, we absolutely still want to see people. The other thing is, I guess, some people with minor coughs and colds, pharmacists are excellent at giving really practical and pragmatic advice for those.
Namihi, thank you very much for your time. That is Christchurch Hospital ED's clinical director, Dr. Mark Gilbert there.